Mark, you look pretty happy out there to have Jacob back on the ice. What were the emotions for you upon hearing the news and seeing him on the ice today?
Well, I called him right away. I'm obviously pretty pumped to have him. He's a good buddy of mine, and obviously it was tough to see him go through what he was going through, and tough for the team as well. But he's a huge help to our lineup, and I'm definitely very excited to have him back.
Mark, we've heard the sentiment in this room in the past has been for players, if they don't want to be here, there's the door. Why is this different?
Jacob's a big part of this team. He's been a big part of it for the last 3 years. And that's what we're building here. We're building a team that hopefully, can win in the future and win right now too. So, he's a big part of that. And, him signing is a big boost to our lineup.
What was the reaction when he came into the room today?
I don't know when he came in. He was in before I was. So when I got in there, I gave him a big hug and was happy to see him. But, I'm sure all the guys are excited. He's been a big part of our room for 3 years, and everyone's happy to have him back.
Some good natured ribbing, probably.
Oh, I'm sure. There's definitely no short of chirps for him, but he might owe us a nice dinner on the road or something like that. But he's a pretty good sport about that all. Obviously he's a good friend of mine. Hanging out with him, spending time with him. Obviously it was tough. I spent every day with him in World Cup, and then you go back to your team where you would have thought that you're going to be back with him, and then you miss him for a month or whatever it was. So you miss him all over the place. You miss him on the ice. You miss him at home. You miss him in the room. He's a great guy and a good friend of mine. So it definitely puts a smile on my face to see him back in this room.
Had you kept in pretty close contact with him?
Oh yeah, I talked to him. Talk to him all the time. Try to as much as I could. Obviously, with the situation that he was in, it's not about talking about what he's going through, but just kind of being a friend for him, seeing how he's doing, seeing what he's up to, and I definitely kept in constant contact with him, and I'm happy to have him with me every day now.